congratulations on a nice homecoming victory. It was kind of one of those situations. You guys were very opportunistic tonight, forcing six turnovers, taking advantage of four of those for scores, and just an all-around a dominating win for you guys tonight.
Our kids played well. I mean, this is probably the best week of practice they've had all year. And, you know, those things go together. If you practice well, you know, generally you have a chance to play pretty well.
And you guys set the tone on your first offensive possession, go down and score the touchdown, and really take advantage of field position with those turnovers and nice returns as well for punts as well in the first half. In that second quarter, you guys did not snap the ball in your own territory.
Well, you know, the second quarter, I mean, we had the wind in our face even.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, Trey Stewart did a great job, you know, with his kickoffs as far as giving us plenty of height. He kicked two into the end zone, you know, in that first quarter. And, you know, once you got 80 yards to go, you know, they got like 8 yards on that first play of the first play from the scrimmage line to start the game. And then we, you know, made a couple plays to make them go with the three and out. But, you know, the kids executed pretty well. I mean, we had a couple penalties and a couple we don't really understand until we see them on film. You know, because generally what they were calling, we don't coach that, and we don't generally do that. So, I mean, we really got to check and see what was going on. But, you know, caught them with, you know, a big reverse to start the, you know, the third quarter. They kind of, you know, got their chins down a little bit. I mean, but, you know, our kids play well. I mean, Holcomb, you know, they're a scary team. I mean, they got some big, nice-looking kids out there, and they got some speed. And, you know, we worked hard on our pass defense this week, and we changed the scheme up a little bit. And, you know, moved a little personnel around, and you know, it paid off for us. But, you know, what we told our guys, you know, next week is kind of, you know, that so-called trap week, you know, when you're kind of looking past and thinking about how well you played. Well, you know, maybe that was Holcomb, you know, thinking about, you know, how well they played against Ulysses and, you know, kind of overlooking us, you know, just because, you know, we weren't ranked up there, you know, kind of like Ulysses was maybe.
Oh, once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott Sidder with a nice win tonight, 49-6 over the Holcomb Longhorns here on homecoming nights. And Trey O'Neill really threw the ball pretty well again tonight. So four touchdown passes, second time this year for him. He's had four touchdown tosses and third time in his career. And, you know, it's nice to see him spread it around. I think he hit, six different receivers tonight.
Well, I think we got some kids that can catch. We don't have, you know, the 4'5", 4'6", 40 guys. But, you know, we got kids that – you know, we really try to be disciplined on our routes, and, you know, we try to scheme it where, you know, what the other team is going to give us. And, you know, Brett Meyer didn't practice a whole lot at receiver this week with kind of a hit pointer, and Justin Farrell come in and, you know, worked it. And Brett, you know, got a couple catches tonight, and Sloan had a couple nice catches. But, you know, Trey gives you the element of, you know, escapability, you know, in the backfield, and, you know, can add a little time. But, you know, once it probably cost us a 15-yarder with a clip on his scramble, but, you know, he was pretty nifty back there tonight.
Mentioned Hugoton next Friday night. Go down on the road to Hugoton. They were last check, trailing Goodland by five, going in the fourth quarter, 25-20. And they're a fairly new personnel wise from last year. Had a lot of seniors last year. Also have a new head coach, so it's kind of a different challenge up ahead for you guys next week.
Well, I don't know anything about Hugoton. I mean, we haven't looked at. I mean, we concentrate just solely on Holcomb this week, and, you know, try to get better. We concentrated on ourselves as far as formations and, you know, alignment and doing things correctly. You know, I guess, you know, the only negative really for tonight was, you know, our penalties. But you know, we'll be seeing Hugoton on the old film board tomorrow morning, and, you know, we'll kind of go from there. But, you know, we don't overlook anybody, and, you know, we're going to get down to business and get after it again.
Well, 49-6, Scott City prevails here on homecoming night, 2014. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great, Adam. Thanks.